the storyline this week, you guys have waited a long time to get to the playoffs. It's not the ideal situation because you don't have your starting quarterback. And how much do you have to weigh those two things and say we still are where we want to be?
I think just like you said, this is what we wanted, obviously, so we can't make no excuses. We're in the playoffs. More than half the teams are sent home, and so we get the opportunity to go out and play, and that's all we can ask for. So we need to obviously get better during the week right now, continue to work towards what we want, and that's being in the playoffs, and that's winning.
Latavius, all year long you guys have played as a team. Is it at a point now to where if you're not getting your touches, you're comfortable with saying, look, I need the ball in my hands. I need it at this time.
You know, for me, I'm still going to trust that we're doing everything, you know, we need to do, or coaching-wise, to put us in a position to win. So I'm not going to never complain about how the ball was going, where the ball was going, or how many carries before. So I'm not going to do it now. We need to find ways to win, especially now more than ever. We're in the playoffs. A loss could send us home, and we need to continue to find ways to win like we have done in the past. And on offense, we gotta figure it out. We gotta get it together. We can't make no excuses. We gotta come together as a team again and find ways to win.
What did Connor say?
I think he played with a lot of confidence. Even at the first drive he went in, I just think he played with tremendous confidence, and so I was happy for him. It was good to see.
What did you guys learn from the Denver game? What's the biggest takeaway from that going forward?
I think you can take a lot. I think we just got punched in the mouth, and so obviously it's not the way we need to come out and play, especially now. We play that way, we'll be sitting at home, and so we can't play that way, point blank, period, especially in the playoffs where you'll be sitting at home watching with the other teams.
Do you kind of take a bad taste of your mouth from that game through this week and kind of carry it with you, or do you just let it go? And
not at all. I want to put that game so far behind. I know we all do. How ugly it was. The only thing we can do is just look forward to this week in Texas. Because, like Coach was saying, for all the teams that are in the playoffs right now, it really doesn't matter what happened week 17. It doesn't matter what happened week 1. The only thing that's going to matter is that given Sunday or that Saturday for us this week.
What made their run defense so difficult to run against the first time?
I just think they have a great front. They have a good defense. Good playmakers, and so we'll have to figure out ways, obviously, to attack their weaknesses so we can be successful.
What's the difference in the team's morale prior to Carr's injury compared to where you guys are right now?
There's no difference. Again, everybody here wants to win. We just obviously we were disappointed. Sorry for Derek that that those things happen, but the mentality of this team hasn't changed. The motivation, our goals, and what we want. We wanted to be in the playoffs, and we are. And so now we need to go out there and do what we have to do to win, continue to put this run together, now just finish off strong.
This team has waited a long time for this experience. How excited are you to be there?
I'm very excited. Again, this is what you play for. This is the opportunity that we wanted from day one. And so just because some things haven't gone our way the past few weeks, we can't let this determine how we're going to go forward. This is what we waited for. This is what we wanted, and we have it. So we just need to take on that opportunity, take on this game with everything we got.
There's never been an NFL quarterback who's made his first start in a postseason game. That's going to be the case this weekend. Is there more pressure on the three-headed monster, you and your buddies in the backfield, to perform?
No pressure at all. Again, we know we need to run the ball to be successful. As we do week in and week out. But I'm sure me, DeAndre, and Jalen, we take on the responsibility of carrying this team. I know I do. You know, we need people to step up and make plays, and so I'm going to look to do that. I need to look to do that as a leader on this team and as the running back.
The back did a lot of damage. You guys catch the ball at the back. You get the Texans. Do you expect them to try to take that away?
Well, we feel really against any defense that, you know, we're a threat out of the backfield against, you know, any linebackers or anyone that comes out of the backfield or from their, you know, defenders to try to cover us. And so, you know, we're always trying to attack that weakness because we feel we're good in space and once we get out of the backfield catching the rock.
Thank you.